Gracious God, by the gift of your Holy Spirit, show us that word made flesh, good news of great joy for all, so that we may sing with the angels, glory in highest and peace on earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go and see now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
So, here we are, Christmas morning. A bit more than 2,000 years after that first Christmas morning. A few people knew what was happening even before that morning. Mary knew, obviously, and Joseph. Mary told Elizabeth, and apparently her husband Zechariah. But most people in the world had no idea anything was happening until that first Christmas morning. Television news reporters were not available to report the story, due mostly to television not having been invented yet. Likewise, no one was live tweeting it or even writing a story for the newspaper of record. Israel in 4 BC had no mass communication. Even given the limitations of the time and place, God could have chosen more reputable witnesses, the kind of people we would have wanted there as witnesses, instead of a bunch of priests and teachers of the law, or even the local elders or town council. The first witnesses the angels bring to the manger side are shepherds. Outsiders to the community, semi-nomadic, and shifty to boot. But they were witnesses, children of God, and good enough for God. You know, we're all witnesses every day. Each day, each of us is a witness to what we really believe about the way that the world works. From how we spend our money, to how we treat our kids and our waitress, to how we respond when that blessed person cuts us off in traffic. How we live our lives bears witness to what we really believe. When how we live matches up with what we say, that's a good thing. It's being congruous in the world. When how we live doesn't match what we say, that's a bad thing. The incongruity makes people wonder if we really believe what we say. And if we don't believe what we say, why should they? What happened 2,000 years ago, what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown, is this. The God who made heaven and earth loves the people of this world, all the people of this world, including you. God wants us to be happy. God wants us to live lives that mean something. God tried for thousands of years, sending spokesperson after spokesperson to tell us this and to tell us how to live our lives in the way of love. Loving people is the way that you can live a life of meaning and be happy. It didn't work so well. Each time, God's people would straighten up and fly right for a generation or two. And then they go right back to living their lives in ways that they showed they believed more in power than in love. So eventually God skipped the middlemen and came into the world God's self. Not as a warrior to destroy evil, but as a baby to love people. He lived as a human being. He walked the earth. He cried. I'm sure that he laughed. He loved the people around him, and he taught them to love each other. He taught them about a God who was on the side of the widow and the orphan and the people on the margins. He taught them about the kingdom of heaven, this place of love that was near and slowly expanding into the rest of the world. And Jesus lived his life in a way that showed he meant it. He lived and died for us, as the Creed says. And God rescued him, resurrected him. The last thing Jesus told his followers before he ascended to heaven was to go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them, and that he would be with them, to go be witnesses, and that he would continue to love them and be with them always. What would we do if we lived like the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it? If we lived like we really believed the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love, was near and coming into the place where we live, like we really believed that the days of greed and abuse of power are as limited as the days of Caesar Augustus, what would that look like? All those things are true. Capital T, built into the bedrock of the universe, true. Can I get a witness? Amen.